Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa. I like spring fever days. How about you?
It starts my horny phase. How about you?
Tank tops on college kids outside NYU.
When I take off my shirt, I'm like a fat dessert.
How about you? Hello, everyone, and welcome to a live edition of Come to Papa. His head is so big that birds are flying back north to live in it, Tom Papa! Vodka and lemonade can't get my fill.
If that won't get me laid, then nothing will.
Being natural as birds and bees checking for STDs
is nothing new, but I like it. How about?
I like it. How about?
We like it. How about you? Welcome to the show. I'm Tom Papa, and thank all of you for listening out there in Radio Land, and thank all of you beautiful people who came out to see us live here at the Village Underground in New York City. New York, where you know it's spring because even the ducks in Central Park are taking their tops off. Now please say hello to the best announcer in the business, the talented Rick Chrome.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. Thanks, Tommy. Tonight's show is brought to you by New York's newest dating app, hipstersonly.com. Are you looking for a sensitive, bearded man who enjoys feminist blogs? Do you want someone you can drink herbal teas with while discussing single-gear bikes? Then you need hipstersonly.com. Hipstersonly.com, because a clean beard is hard to find. Tom?
Rick Chrome, everybody.
Tom.
Now, please welcome our band, who are so high they think cherry blossom is a type of weed, Elio Alves and the Come to Papa Trio. Here we are, the end of April. Spring is officially sprung. You can tell by the buds on the trees, the lingering sun in the sky, and the crazy behavior of the people. And why shouldn't they be a little crazy? When you take people out of their apartments that they've been in all winter long, you open up the door and let them out into the streets, it's bound to get a little weird. It's energetic. It's sexual. It's madness. They have a term for it. Spring fever. We all get hit with it. It's a sort of physical and mental confusion brought on by the nicer weather, which explains why people in LA act like shitheads all year round. So when spring fever hits, you better be prepared. It's not how it hits, it's how we handle it that makes the difference. What are you going to do? You see a beautiful woman walking down the avenue in a lovely floral sundress. What are you going to do? Quietly enjoy her beauty? Make unwanted catcalls? Or take your shirt off, open a fire hydrant, and pleasure yourself in the streets? It's up to you. You get a warm spring night. Spring fever hits you again. You invite your friends over for some fun. What are you going to do? Discreetly put a beer in a plastic cup and sit on the front steps of your building? Do you crank up the music and smoke weed out in the open? Or do you start shooting heroin and yelling at your landlord to suck it? It's up to you. My advice is that you shouldn't go too crazy, because spring will pass and the fever will subside, and you will be left with the reality that is the rest of your life. I know a man, a normal man, who got hit with spring fever when he was younger, and it ruined his life. He got so crazy that he broke up with his girlfriend of 3 years for a girl he met in the park. Despite having any money, he quit his job and decided to live in a tent in the woods on weed because it sounded cool. The new girl didn't think it was so cool. And when it was all over and reality set in, he was broke, alone, and covered in poison ivy. But from that destruction, he went on to form a new life, a strange life. And today, he stands before you as the host of this radio show. Thank you for coming to the show. And now we're going to start with a good friend of mine. She makes me laugh so damn hard. I love comedy. I love comedians. But then some of them, you're like, you can see them and you're like, yeah, that's funny. And others just make me laugh. And she really makes me laugh. I saw something on Instagram of hers recently. And I'm just like going around in my regular life like a goofy dad doing her joke to like waiters and shit, and my kids are rolling their eyes, and I'm like, no, you don't understand. Carmen Lynch wrote this. Ladies and gentlemen, Carmen Lynch.
Oh, that was such a nice intro. It just needed the birds. There we go. Oh, yes. I post a lot of stupid shit on Instagram. If you want to see it, it's at Carmen Comedian. All right. I just met my boyfriend's son. Yep, he's 10. And I just met him. We went to the park, and I bought him apple juice. So I'm a mom. And it's totally easy to be a mom. I don't know why they're always so tired. He hates me. Kids hate you when you're with their dad and you're not their mom. You know, like he just looks at me. He doesn't even call me by my name. He calls me, "Where's my dad?" And the only time he talks to me is when we're playing video games because he gets to shoot me right in the face. We play Fortnite, and he just shoots me with all these guns, and he loves it, and I let him do it because I want to be a good mom. And but after a while, I get sick of it, so I just look at him, and I'm like, I'm fucking your dad. And then I win, you know? It's hard to date someone with a child because there's an imbalance in the relationship because, you know, my boyfriend has to take care of his kid, and I don't have a kid, so I said, why don't we get a dog? So, like, you can have your thing, and and I'll have a dog, you know? And he's like, I don't want a dog. So I'm like, then get rid of your son, you know? So, yeah. My boyfriend snores. What do you do when they snore? I think you're supposed to, like, roll them off the bed and down the stairs and into traffic. I don't know. He's so loud. And I bought a sound machine to blend in with the snoring. And in the sound machine is a rainforest sound machine. So now it sounds like the rainforest in the bedroom. And there's a tiger next to me. And it's worse than before. Now I'm like, I'm going to shit the bed one night. I know. It's so scary to sleep in there. And he sleep talks too. Like, so many options. And sometimes the sleep talking is incomprehensible. You know, it's like, and I'm like, oh, he's in a foreign country. I hope he has his passport. And then sometimes it's very clear, you know, it'll be like, I left it under the rock. And I wake up and I'm like, well, don't stop now. What? And if you match their sleep talking, you can have a sleep conversation. Like, his is very little boy. It's like, I left it under the rock. And I'll be like, what's under there? Oh, my God. please tell me, I'm dying to know. And at some point he's woken up and he's just messing with me, you know? So he's like, I found a little note under the rock that says, fuck off! And I'm like, well, at least we're both awake now. It's hard, you know, when you, I'm a, such a light sleeper. I hear it all. I hear snoring, farting. One time he farted in the, one time he had a, seriously, a whole conversation by himself in the middle of the night. He farted and then he went, uh-huh. And I was like, I don't even need to be here. He's having full conversations by himself. And it's just annoying when you hear, I hear farting, snoring, ISIS, everything. I am such a light sleeper. I hate those people who sleep all night. They always show up. They're like, I can sleep through anything. You know what? You're going to die in a fire. And I'm going to watch, you know, because I'll be up. My parents just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. That's crazy. I know. Please don't applaud. Thank you. It's nuts, right? 50 years. I don't know how they do it. They make it look so hard. And 50 whole years. No, they're never going to get divorced. They need each other at this point. My father has lost his identity completely. Like, my mother has swallowed him. I don't know when it happened, but he doesn't even exist. I called him the other day and I was like, how are you, Dad? And he's like, your mom's in the kitchen. And I was like, when did he leave? And I know I'm never going to reach 50 years with my boyfriend. First of all, we're not even married, so we can't even start counting, apparently. And second of all, he's 50. I know he's not going to make it to 100. He has high blood pressure. So, but that's fine. My longest relationship is 17 years. I've been with my bank for 17 years. And we're like a married couple anyway. We argue about money all the time. And he always wants to know where I am, which is annoying. But no kids. I don't have kids. Well, besides that one guy. And it's nice to not have children, right? You have so much free time. You know who hates to hear about that? Moms. Moms don't want to know about your free time. So who do I tell? Moms. I love... My mom friends hate me when I just walk in and I'm just like, oh, I have so much free time. I just took care of all my problems and I still have extra time. How was your day? I said that to a mom once and she got mad. I knew she was a mom because she was drunk and... Moms love to drink. They're so worried about their kids. That's all they do. They can't go to yoga. They have to drink their yoga. And one time this woman got really mad at me because I told her I didn't want to have kids. She just got so upset. She's like, you know, it's very selfish to be a woman and not have children. It's very selfish. And I got mad. So all I did was say it right back to her. I said, you know, it's very selfish to have kids. Because you're creating someone to love you. Yeah, and well, fuck her, she started it. And so she got so mad. I think she got mad because she had to pick up her kids. And I got to stay out all night. Wow, you guys really took her side. That's annoying. And I'm in therapy. I love therapy. Therapy is so great. It's... Oh, God, I thought that was my phone. I always have alarms on. I went to the West Coast. No one's in therapy. It's a very East Coast thing. I went to the West Coast. People, like, hike to feel better. That's what they do. They're like, I don't feel right. I need to hike. And then they just hike up a mountain, and if they still feel like shit, they jump, you know? And... out here, we don't have mountains, so we have to, like, go to therapy. We have to talk to Jesus, which is nice. I mean, whatever. It's just hard. It's hard to know if he's real, right? Like, is heaven real? I don't know. I'd rather just not believe in heaven, and if it's there when I die, I'll just be surprised, you know? I'll be like, hey, JC, what up? I didn't think you were going to be here. You look different with your arms down. Like, what do you say to him? You know, it's just hard. It's hard to know if he's really alive. And it's different with Santa, because Santa, your parents are like, it was me, you know, but no one says that about Jesus. No one's like, it was me the whole time. I mean, schizophrenics do, but then you're like, well, which one is Jesus? There's so many. Is this too dark? Okay. How are we going to clean this up? Let's talk about cats. Everybody likes them. Do you ever just want to kill a cat? Just to see what life it's on? That would be such a great game, wouldn't it? All right, I'll leave you on this. I was dating this guy for a while, and he's like, you know, when we have sex, you close your eyes a little bit, and I can only see the whites of your eyes. Is that because your eyes roll to the back of your head because you're experiencing so much pleasure? I was like, no. That's it. That's the whole joke. All right. I'm Carmen Lynch. Have a good night. Thank you.
Carmen Lynch, everybody. Carmen Lynch.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Are you excited about spring? Are you looking for a new romance? Have you struck out on Tinder? Been kicked out of the bars in Manhattan and banned from Brooklyn? Then you need to come to Staten Island.
That's right, Staten Island. You'll totally get laid here. You'll also get herpes, but think of it as a souvenir. Who knows? You probably already have herpes. What do I know?
Staten Island. It's a romantic retreat just a ferry ride away.
I don't know what you do to get in the mood, but a lot of chicks I know really love going on walks. They always want to go on walks. Well, we got sidewalks, creepy pathways, dark alleys. If you really want to get her in the mood, try walking down by the water. Chicks love walks by the water. But keep your eyes open. Every once in a while, on Staten Island, a body will wash up on shore. And that can kill the mood, especially when the local kids start throwing rocks at it. But hey, I don't know. Maybe you're into that kind of thing. What do I know?
Come to Staten Island for the local cuisine.
I don't know what it is, but chicks really get hungry in the spring. Maybe it has something to do with the birds. What do I know? But if you want to take her out for a nice romantic meal, Staten Island has it all. Taco Bell, White Castle, 7-Eleven. You'd be surprised what a girl on Staten Island will do for a big gulp.
Staten Island.
But if you're low on cash, bring it to my grandmother's house. She makes a great penne arrabbiata. And while it's cooking, you could totally make out on the couch. She don't care.
Staten Island.
There's a rumor that my grandmother was pretty wild back in the day. It makes sense, because my grandfather doesn't really look like my grandfather. And my mother looks a lot like a friend of mine. And my cousin is smoking hot. Not that I'd make out with her or anything. But then again, it is spring on Staten Island. What do I know?
Come to Staten Island and watch as the fireworks begin.
I'm talking about real fireworks. They're not legal, but if you go behind the Walmart, my uncle sells them out of his Honda Odyssey. I like to bring them to barbecues and shit, light them off. When the girls get scared, they wet their pants and come running into my arms. It doesn't sound hot, but it kind of is.
Staten Island.
Oh, yeah, we got great barbecues. Everyone's there. Johnny Fatface, Mike the Nose, Don the Dick, Dick the Don, Lard-Ass Larry, Jimmy the Jerk.
Staten Island.
Tom the Turd, Colin the Crudball, Five Fingers, Two Toes, and Belly Button Bob.
Staten Island.
You'll fucking love it. All right, and now I'm going to bring up a good friend of the show. They did the show last year. I discovered this artist a couple years ago at the Hollywood Bowl. She's amazing, and she's a wonderful singer, and you should see her whole show. You'll see why if you don't know her before when she comes up here. You probably do. Let's hear it for Morgan James and Doug Womble. Big round of applause, everybody.
Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Well, if you don't know me, you can find me on YouTube, and I'm Morgan James. I'm a soul singer. We make original soul music, and we do some of our favorite covers, so we thought we'd do one of our originals. This is called Making Up for Lost Love.
Did I pick the right one? Or nah? Did I pick the right chord? There's a lot up here.
Are we on? Nope.
Nope. I'll pick this one. It's going well. That sounds right.
There we go.
I think it's plugged in now. But this mic isn't.
Thank you.
Ticking over my mind, breaking up, breaking out, never seeing the sign. Taking all that I had and it's taking a toll, breaking apart what was whole. When I get done, springtime. Doug and I just we covered the entire Beatles White Album from start to finish. It's 30 songs, so it was the 50th anniversary of the Beatles White Album, so we covered it, we recorded the entire album, and we got it on vinyl and all that. We've been touring around celebrating that album. We wanted to do one of the songs from that one that it talks about spring. Son.
sitting singing songs for everyone. Sit beside a mountain stream, watch her waters rise, listen to the sound of pretty music as she flies.
Morgan was brought to you by the newly released blues tribute album to Fatso Fred and the Eat-A-Lots. For the first time, you'll get all of Fatso Fred's songs in one place, such hits as Big Bowl of Spaghetti, I'm Chewing on the Blues, and I'm So Low My Belly Button is on the Floor. Fatso Fred is still alive, but he's too fat to sing. So, we'll sing it for him. The Fatso Fred and the Eat-A-Lots tribute album. Buy your copy today.
Rick Chrome, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Chrome. I know you didn't really want to applaud for him at that point, but it felt like the momentum needed it. I wrote the ad. It wasn't that great, but, you know, it's the way it goes. So, and you were supposed to fake it.
Yeah. That'd have been a good place to fake it.
Allow me to be a little sentimental right now. It's springtime, and I was cleaning out my garage, and I found some love poems that I wrote when I was 10 years old. And I'd just like to share them with you. They're humiliating. I was little. I wasn't a great writer, but I was discovering love, I guess, for the first time. I see you there on the slide in your yellow sundress and shoes. You're so pretty, I don't know what to do. I guess I'll smash you in the face with my lunchbox. I'm trying to figure out what to say to make you notice me and come my way. But it's really hard to talk to girls. So I guess I'll just smash you in the face with my lunchbox. I've never seen such a lovely gal. You make me feel different from all my pals. No one understands my feelings because I can't let them out. So I'm gonna hit you twice with my lunchbox. Wait, why are you so mad? What part of hitting you with my lunchbox don't you understand? It's okay. My heart will mend. And then I'll just find your best friend and smash her face with my lunchbox. I really wasn't playing for laughs on that. This next one was when I was going through my haiku phase. In Romania, when you go to school, do they teach you about the art of haiku? No. Yes, they shouldn't. It's a Japanese form of poetry, and it's done by syllables. First line has five, the second has seven, and the third has five, and you have to follow that rule. Yeah. You want to just give me a Romanian kick to the nuts right now. I understand. But I was 10 and I had to write them. So I wrote this one, and it's called Dog Boner. That you understand. Dog with your boner. It would help if you wore pants. We are much alike. And this last one is more like beat poetry. It's probably the most embarrassing. This was about the time when I got my penis caught in the zipper of my jeans. Ah! Oh, God! Thanks, Mom. Our next comedian is one of my best friends, and even though he abuses me every time, I feel like we're more like brothers. Keith Robinson, everybody. The great Keith Robinson.
No, no, no. Give me some black music, man. What the fuck? Give me some good shit. Come on. At least bring me up to the 80s at least, motherfucker. What the fuck? Ding-ding-ding-ding. That was you. What are you was in a juke joint or some shit, huh? What the fuck? Hey, man. How's everybody? Hey, woo. That's good. This looks like a good crowd, man. A nice crowd. Which means I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say, so I got to stall. But, you know, it's like I'm looking around, I look at the men, man, and it's like we're always in some sort of trouble. No matter what, we're always in trouble. Every time you turn around, you look at the news, it's like, what, with Robert Kraft, you know, with the prostitute, you know. And then I ain't mind the prostitute. I don't give a fuck about that. But he's a billionaire and got a $40 hand job. That pissed me the fuck off. You know what I mean? And you know he's flying in his plane, and he had a, hey, wait, pull over for a second. And he went to the Dollar Tree of hand jobs. Don't look at her. Just laugh or don't laugh. Don't fucking. Yeah. Dollar Tree hand jobs. What's kind of funny, man? Just fucking laugh, man. But every time, R. Kelly got in trouble, man. R. fucking Kelly. Michael Jackson in trouble. Now, let's be clear. It was white Mike who did most of the shit. Black Mike didn't do shit. Just to be clear. You better not look at her. Just fucking laugh and don't laugh. I'm fucking sick of this shit. Ladies, y'all hard on us, man. Y'all hard on all the men. Y'all too hard on us, man. You're not hard enough on your own. Like Cardi B just outright said, yo, I get men drunk and I rob them. And y'all ain't say shit like, get your money, girl. Get your money. That's not your money. What the fuck? You just robbed somebody. And poor Joe Biden, all he did is sniff some hair. And the woman was like, it happened in 2014. He sniffed my hair. Ladies, can you just do this? Get out of here. Stop that. That's all you gotta do. Let me tell you what happened to me. It was 1981. I'll never forget it. In Philadelphia. Wait for the number 12 bus. Right? Guy jumps out of the bushes, grabs my balls, and runs back in. I'm good. I'm good. And he got three delicious yanks. Look at me. Three tasty yanks. He came out of the bushes, looked me in the eyes, and he counted off. He's one, two, three. Then he ran back in, but he kept looking back like I was going to chase him in the bushes for more ball grab. Like, fuck you, I'm not going to those bushes. And I didn't know who he was. I didn't know who he was. It could have been Joe Biden. I didn't fucking know. It's Philadelphia, Delaware, you know, it's close. Shit. But everything, you know, it's all sensitive. Everybody, you get fired for anything now, lose your job for anything. Now you lose your job, man, but only if you have a good job. You got a shitty job, it don't matter. You never see a manager of some restaurant. Today we had to get rid of Earl, the dishwasher, for sending out homophobic tweets. We're going to miss Earl. We're going to miss him, but fuck him. He had no... everything is different. You got to feel like that. You got to know everything is different, right? How kids come up are different. Kids grow up differently now. 5 and 6-year-old kids are telling their parents what gender they are. 5 and 6, what gender they are. I can't imagine my son coming to me when he was 5. Dad, I think I'm transgendered. Oh, son, we can't afford that right now. I just brought your ass a 20-pack of Fruit of the Looms, goddammit. We're going to try this boy shit at least 2 more weeks, at least. Don't look at her, goddammit. You know what it is? It's that, yeah, anybody in your 20s, that's what it is. You're causing all the trouble. Anybody in your 20s, you make me sick. Yeah, I said it. You make me fucking sick. Because you believe in your young little dumb hearts that things actually going to get better. They're not. Yeah, I said it. You got to realize the older you get, the angrier you get. You don't get happier, you get angry. I wake up yelling for no damn reason. Just, well, who the fuck? Left the pot roast on the kitchen table. And I live by myself. I don't know fucking pot roast. You get paranoid. You get older, you get paranoid. I wake up at 4:30 a.m. each morning just to look out the window. What the fuck going on out there? My son has a son. That's a better way of saying I'm a grandfather, man. You know what I mean? I hate that shit. I'm still trying to get laid. I can't be pop pop. What the fuck is that? I'm talking to a girl, little boy. Hey, pop pop, get the fuck out of here. You little cock block, get out of here, goddammit. Yeah, yeah, I kicked my grandson. Yes, I did. Fucking love. Well, if you're in your 20s, enjoy your 20s, man. Don't pay me no attention. Enjoy. You're going to be in your 20s forever. I was in my 20s for 44 years. Being in your 20s like you're on a local bus. You make every shitty stop in your 20s. Every shitty stop. 20. 21. 21 and a half. Once you're in your 30s, that's express. 30, 40, 50, 60. What the fuck? I want to get off at 35. This express. What a next stop. Death. Oh, shit. Once you're in your 30s, that's when age come around like a pimp collecting shit back. Age catch you walking, jump on you. Where you going, huh? Where you going? I'm going on a date. Are you going on a date? Mm-hmm. Give me your hair right now. Give me your fucking hair. Why are you going to take all my hair? I don't want all your hair. Just that middle shit. Give me the middle shit. Give me the middle shit. All right, this next 32 minutes is dedicated. Yeah, fuck you, Tom. I'm doing as much time as I want to do. All right, I'm joking. All right, really? Fuck out of here. Before I leave, I usually do a front semi right off the stage. Don't hold it. Let him go. Look at him. He let her go down. Don't move, bitch. Get out. Fuck off me. No, I do. Give me a drum roll, man. Some of the... Y'all think I'm gonna do a fucking... Y'all lost your damn mind. I can barely walk. I'm I do no damn. That's funny as shit, but he didn't give a fuck. Nah, man, I had a stroke, man, so I can't, you know, do no flipping all that. Don't get all quiet. I ain't saying I'm having a stroke. That's how I had a stroke, goddammit. And one thing I learned from having a stroke and being here in New York, nobody gives a fuck about your stroke in New York. They don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So you walk down a street, I'm taking my time, man. People just move you out the way. Get the fuck out of the way, man. Get in the stroke lane. What the fuck is a stroke lane, man? Then you gotta cross that long ass street with the light, has a countdown on it. The light starts counting down in my face. My heart starts racing. I get anxious, man. It's counting down 17, 16, shit, 15. Now I'm gonna race with an old bitch in a walker. 14, 13. Finally get across the street just to get hit by a city bike. What the fuck, man? And I was in London, man, a few weeks ago. I was in London. Anybody from London? Nah, good, because fuck London, man. Fuck London. Really. That light's countdown from 7 seconds. 7 fucking seconds. Fast as shit. Like I'm trying to cross. 7, 6, 5, 4. I had to go back. Oh, shit. I was in London for 2 weeks, only seen one side of London. What the fuck, man? Fuck. All right. Y'all been a delightful crowd, man. No, no, I'm not going yet. I just said y'all. All right, good night. Thanks a lot, man.
Keith Robinson, everybody. Keith Robinson. Oh, he is funny. You really thought he was going to flip. You really thought he was going to flip. You really thought he was going to do 32 minutes. I know him too well. He was running out of gas at 4. He's tired. The man is tired. So our announcer, Rick Chrome, who you see up here doing those ads and stuff and being a great announcing voice, he's also a accomplished Broadway actor, singer, and playwright. He is the longest-running off-Broadway variety
review.
Show?
Review.
Review. Review show called Newsical, which has just been running forever. And he created it. And it's still... What I'm trying to say is Rick Chrome is a baller.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very nice of you to say. Baller.
Baller.
I'll buy that.
You think it means something else.
I hope it means something else.
Wow.
This is a fantastic show tonight, by the way.
Thank you. Well, this crowd is amazing. Show. This crowd is great.
I know, and all of them. And Keith, how long have I known Keith? I think I ran into Keith. I met Keith originally in Philadelphia in 1986 by some bushes. And I... And we have been friends ever since.
What are you going to play for us?
Well, since it's springtime, we talked about how it's a very, you know, when you're a little older, it becomes a very reflective time. And I wrote this this bit for a character. He's a little older. He's in the park, and it's springtime, and he's reflecting on his life. So I'm going to have to read a little bit of it, but here we go. I hope you enjoy it. I'm a man of many years. I've had hopes and dreams and fears. My cup is full no matter how one measures. I've had women, wine, and song. Enjoyed them, right or wrong. But I've just discovered one more of life's pleasures. In the afternoon, I get out my BB gun and shoot at city bikers in the park. What a lot of fun to bounce one off their kneecaps. When they fall, they often leave a mark in the pavement. Nowadays, you cross the street, you're nearly run down by arrogant millennials on wheels, giving you a heart attack and making you frown. But I like the way the payback feels. So every day at noon, I get out my BB gun and shoot a city biker in the ass. First they grab their buns and holler, "It's a hornet!" I crash into a storefront made of glass. Hopefully Starbucks. Sometimes I can get the bastards right in their glands. That one always brings them to tears. I shoot those Instagramming iPhones out of their hands and Bluetooth earbuds out of their ears. People used to walk, mosey and stroll. Our mode of transportation was the shoe. God did not intend for humans to roll, so I've gotta do what I've gotta do. So every day at lunch, I have myself a sandwich and wait for a city biker will soon appear. I give a friendly wave, and then just as he passes, I bounce a BB off this fucking ear. He deserves it. They assume the street is theirs and you're in their way. They never pay attention to the lights. Well, speaking for pedestrians, I'm happy to say we're getting rid of urban blights. Come on, everyone! Get out your BB gun and shoot a city biker just for fun! Off the streets and send them into hiding. It's a job that simply must be done. Are you with me? We can make the streets of our town safe once again. Peace of mind will be our reward. We will make the city bikers flee from here then. We'll aim for the bros on their skateboards. Well, we'll be in the park there with our BB guns answering the call of our times. I'll be getting rid of city bikers the same way I got rid of the mimes. Oh yes, the same way I got rid of the mimes.
Rick Chrome. Well, now we're going to reflect on spring with a special treat. This is a little portion. We'd like to bring you a sneak peek of the Ken Burns documentary, American Spring, hosted by Morgan Freeman. Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. This week we visit a little known park in Trenton, New Jersey, where we gather around the campfire with Park Ranger Carmen, who's going to introduce us to an American icon.
Hello, campers. Thank you for coming to our moonlit fireside chat in New Jersey. I hope you're still enjoying your stay here in Trenton. If anyone got cut on the rusty playground, please see me after dinner for your tetanus shot. Well, today I'm going to introduce you to a real live mountain man. He'll tell us what it's like to actually live in the wilderness in New Jersey. Please welcome Mountain Man Mike.
Hello there, little campers. I hope you're enjoying your s'mores. I know I am, because mine's a dipped in Jack Daniels. I am lit. L-I-T, messed up.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Mike?
Sure, Candy.
It's Carmen.
No, it's Mike. I live right here in the park. But I don't live in a house or a cabin like you sissy city folks. I live outside just like God intended. I do the big three outside: fish, hunt, and fornicate.
Okay. Let's try and remember that we are talking to children, Mountain Man Mike.
Oh, shit. My bad. Right. Listen to me using all these fancy words like fornicate. What I mean, kids, is that I hang in these woods. If you haven't humped on the waterfall while an otter gives you a back rub, trust me, you haven't lived.
Okay, let's move on. Any of you campers have any questions for Mountain Man Mike?
I do! Mountain Man Mike, have you ever had to fight a grizzly bear?
Great question, little bugger. I sure have. It was early one summer morning, and I was sitting on a log, squeezing out a log of my own.
Really?
When all of a sudden, the biggest bear you ever saw came walking up the trail, and she just had that look in her eyes of 100% animal lust.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she was ready to go. Now, I'm not one to fight nature, so I looked right back at her with a lusty look of my own, and as the kids say nowadays, it was on.
Meow.
It was the sexiest night of my whole dang life.
I'm Morgan Freeman, and I'm not sure, but I think he's telling us he made love to a grizzly bear.
Now, this wasn't no one-night stand or anything. It was love.
Holy shit, he did. Mountain Man Mike made love to that grizzly. And I'm still Morgan Freeman.
Excuse me while I put on this bear costume.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good Lord. So next time you drive through New Jersey, just give a listen, and you just might hear old Mountain Man Mike off in the distance near the turnpike, making love to a pine cone.
Or a park ranger in a bear costume.
I'm ready.
I'm Morgan Freeman. Mike Yard and Carmen Lynch. That's good fun. And now, oh, what a treat! I get to bring you another great comedian. I love this man. As a person, as a comedian, as my brother. Gary Goldman, everybody! Gary Goldman!
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Hi. I'm Gary. I'm 6'6", which is very tall, and I do play basketball. I'm excellent. Thank God, by the way. Thank God. I will say that if you see a tall person You shouldn't ask them if they play basketball, because you could be just stirring up painful memories. With a stranger, you're effectively saying to a stranger, hey, what was the biggest disappointment for your father growing up? What was a continuing source of tension between you and your father at every holiday and throughout March? Basketball just... It's the perfect sport for me, because one, you can practice it by yourself. It's the only sport you can do by yourself. And I didn't have a ton of friends in my neighborhood. And also, despite my majestic physique, I'm not exceptionally rugged. I'm a man's man, depending on the man. Like, if the man is Michael from Michael's Arts and Crafts, he would love me. I love to craft. I don't know what age it was when I realized I can use glue whenever I want. I don't need permission. I don't need to throw down sheets over the furniture. I can just glue. Just be me. And I'm like a progressive too. I'm politically very, very liberal and an environmentalist, a vegan, anti-gun, would love to repeal the Second Amendment, or at least limit it greatly. And yet my glue gun from my cold dead hand. I need it to make my collages. I just love to take pictures of my King Charles Cavalier Spaniels, cut them up and overlap them, and then give it a slick sheen of Mod Podge. And I can spend an entire afternoon at Michael's. I'm not exaggerating. I don't know if you've ever been there. I call it Classy Joanne's. Joanne's is fine, but it's always in disarray, whereas Michael's is always in array. And what a great moment I had at Michael's on my last visit. It was St. Patrick's Day-ish, because they had I bought my nephews these sweet emerald glittered leprechaun hats. And anyhow, over the loudspeaker, and this sounds made up, but I swear to you this happened, the announcer said, when you're not at Michael's, do you find yourself dreaming of Michael's? And I like to entertain wherever I am. I nudged the clerk and said, who told you? It got a nice laugh. We shared a laugh, and it made me feel warm. So basketball just fits my personality. It's the only sport where if somebody so much as slaps you on the wrist, they stop the game. They stop the game, separate everybody, and let you make two easy shots while everyone else is forced to watch quietly. As if to say, now think about what you did. Maybe this is a teachable moment. And so, knowing what you know about me at this point, you would have to guess that I was automatic from the stripe. I rarely missed a free throw. It used to really entertain me when we would play in opposing gyms and the fans for the other team would yell miss, and I would smile at them and think, oh, there's no way I'm going to miss this. I've made much higher pressure shots
by myself up at the park. I've won countless NBA championships down two, no time left on the clock, and made them easily, practically in the dark. So I'm going to miss at Barnstable High School. Because these kids who didn't even make the Barnstable team are telling me to miss. They know nothing. I used to think, yeah, well, listen, you don't know how much I practiced. While you were at semi-formals and proms and Enchantment Under the Sea dances, I was keeping my elbow in, following through, nothing but nylon. And I'm not exaggerating. If it hit the rim and then went in, I was crestfallen. Sometimes it would rattle, like 1 out of 100 would rattle around and then go in, and I would block my ears and say to the ref, too loud. Too loud. It's all repetition and form. It's just all practice and loneliness. I have this crazy carnival skill. You can tell me you were a good high school free throw shooter. Just tell me your free throw shooting percentage. I'll tell you what time your single mother got home from work. I shot 94% my senior year. My mother was a night court bailiff, which is a fairly common occupation in the 1980s. I'm very sensitive. Very sensitive. A lot of comedians are sensitive, and it makes me laugh whenever the comedian's like, the audiences are so sensitive. Yes, so are you. We spend our entire days overreacting to petty injustices. And then at night, we come out and whine about them to perfect strangers for very little money. I gotta be honest with you. For the first 6 years of my career, I did it for free. I would drive 3 hours to complain. Online, I take so much flack. Online, they call me a snowflake. I find that actually not that insulting, to be called a snowflake. You're going to insult me by referring to me by the name of by far the most exquisite form of precipitation? Have you ever looked at a snowflake? They're breathtaking. They're beautiful. They're like these ephemeral diamonds, and you're going to insult me by calling me a snowflake. I'm not hurt at all. I'm proud to be a snowflake. My goodness, it's the only form of precipitation with the mystery and mystique to it. Right? When I was growing up, they used to say that no two snowflakes were alike. And I know you're thinking the same thing. I know what you're thinking. Because I was thinking this up till 8 weeks ago. I would have said, well, that's true. That's a fact. No two snowflakes are alike. And then recently I was like, how did they ever confirm that? It is a never-ending, relentless project. Where most of the data melts on the tongues of 7-year-olds before you can compare it to the archived snowflakes. Like, you think you've proved that no two snowflakes are alike, and then 6 weeks from now, somebody yells, I have a match. And they have to shut down. So yeah, snowflakes are my favorite form of precipitation. Number two, sleet. It has potential. Number three, hail. Hail would have been number two, but it has two drawbacks. One, it can be quite destructive. And the other drawback is that people feel forced to lie about the size of the hail when they report to their friends. Because you go to a party and you want people to listen to your story, so you exaggerate the size of the hail and claim that it was the size of a golf ball, but it's never been the size of a golf ball. That would kill you. You would be telling the story from the ICU. But I get it. I'm a storyteller myself. I'm not going into a party and telling the truth about the size of the hail. Guys, it's like the size of a wasabi pea out there. It's maybe almond size, a couple of almond size. Okay, number four, just regular rain. I'm not a fan. I prefer mist, to tell you the truth. And then five, men. I don't, it depends on your age. In 1982, in this neighborhood was the center of the storm. And without much warning, they were just like, tonight at about 10:30, for the first time in history, it's going to start raining men. Hallelujah. Amen. Every specimen. And I remember I had this one friend. She was a weather girl. That's what we called them back then. It was inappropriate. Now she's obviously a meteorologist. But at the time, we called her a weather girl. And she said, I'm going to go out. I'm going to let myself get absolutely soaking wet. I remember like a sentence of Born to Run. All of It's Raining Men. Especially that line, which just blew me away as a lyric. And I was seven. I was only getting one entendre. There were like nine. It was so great. Anyhow, thank you very much, everybody. Good night. Thank you.
Gary Goldman, everybody. Gary Goldman.
Gary was brought to you by Carl Cigarettes. Do you think smoking is cool? Do you like the buzz you get from nicotine? Are you tired of people telling you to quit? Then you need Carl Cigarettes. They are loaded with tar and extra nicotine for that punch you in the face feeling. Carl Cigarettes. Stop worrying and start looking cool.
Good job, Rick. Hello, 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 hello. Is this one on? Is this one on? This one's not on. Hey, guys. Is this one on?
No.
Come on!
No.
I need this mic on. Ah, there you go. Are you guys having a good time? I told you this was a good show. All right, so what's going to happen now? This is a true story. There have been two people who I had the chance in doing comedy and going to see shows and stuff and being around musicians, which I am not, that I was blown away and just was like, oh my God, I found this artist. One was Morgan and completely blew me away. And another one was John Prine. Do you know John Prine in Romania? No? Great songwriter. He looks kind of funny, but he writes these amazing lyrics and he's great. And the first time I saw him, I just, you know, in tears. So I'm going to combine tonight a little John Prine with my good friend Morgan and Doug and mash up two of my nice memories. And I'm going to sing the first lyric. And I'm not a singer, but that's how good of friends these guys are. I'm going to start us off. And this is a beautiful song, and it's called All the Best. And it's a spring love song. I think you're going to like it. I wish you love and happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. I wish you don't do like I do and never fall in love with someone like you. 'Cause if you fell just like I did, probably walk around the block like a little kid. But kids kids don't know, they can only guess how hard it is to wish you happiness.
I guess their love is like a Christmas card. You decorate a tree, you throw it in the yard. It decays and dies in the snowman.
A Chevy, say you drive a Ford. You say you drive around this old town till you get bored. Then you change your mind, something else to do. And your heart gets so damn bored that it changes you. Doggone shame, and it's an awful mess.
I wish you love, I wish you happiness. I wish you love, I wish you happiness.
I guess I wish you all the best.
Right on. One more time, Morgan James, Doug Womble. Amazing. All right, we have one last act to bring you tonight. And love this guy. He is amazing. If you saw my Freaked Out special, which is I did a stand-up special where I dressed as like, it was done on like a 1970s theme, and I wore like 70s clothes, and I didn't own any cool 70s clothes, but Dave Hill only dresses like that. So I lost weight and became the same size and wore all of his clothes in the special. You can look it up. It's in on Romanian TV on Channel 2. Dave Hill, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Hill.
Hi, how are you? I'm incredible. Thank you. Give it up for Tom, Papa. Love watching you. Try to do your thing out here, Tom. And gave it up for the band. Yeah. So, out there, what you guys do, jazz, just like play whatever notes you feel like, doesn't fucking matter. I think it's pretty cool. The last time I did the show was, I think, February, and thank you. And the theme was Valentine's Day, a little on the nose, but that was the theme. And so I wrote pickup, if anyone here, you might remember, I wrote pickup lines, because, you know, it was a romantic time, pickup lines that only work in New York City. And tonight's spring fever is like even better, because Valentine's Day is like romantic, but spring, that's when like all the fucking goes down, you know what I mean? Like all the real porking happens. I was porking on the way over here. I porked tonight in this building. So and I'll do it again before I leave. Wait, what happened? Sorry, man. Sorry, I've been taking too long. I just want to leave time for the Q&A. But, sorry. But anyway, why is this? Let's so anyway, so tonight I thought tonight is the night to do. How am I doing on time, Tom? I thought tonight is the night. Tonight's the night that I shit in on the pickup lines, right? So I'm still going to do pickup lines, but tonight I've all new pickup lines, but and they're pickup lines that only work in New York City between 34th Street and 57th Street, okay? Yeah, so, yeah. Get ready for it. Cleveland, Romania. The Paris of Northeastern Ohio. Anyway, the band, as long as you guys are out here, you might as well sit in with me. Why don't you guys give me like a little sort of just sexy background music, sort of romantic. See if you can keep it. Come on. Yeah, drummer. You too. Yeah. All right, fine. Make it jazzy. Go ahead. Come on. All right, go ahead. I didn't say to go crazy. Calm down. Jesus Christ. Just calm. I thought you guys were supposed to be on heroin. Just bring it like... No, don't stop playing. What the fuck, Tom? What happened to the regular guy? Just don't hit it so hard. Just... Fuck, I don't give a shit. Alright, just, alright, let's do the first one. Again, these are pickup lines that only work in New York City between 34th Street and 57th Street. Okay, first one. Are you the 7 train? Because I would like to ride you cross town. Before eventually getting completely lost in Queens. Let's keep moving. Next one. Again, these are pickup lines that only work in New York City between 34th Street and 57th Street. Are you the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Because I heard you only come once a year. It's all right. Let's keep going. This next one, this one I feel good about. And the good thing about this one, this one you could probably use in other areas, not only of New York City, but like pretty much like you do in Cleveland probably. Are you Starbucks? Because I'm about to destroy your bathroom. Did you have Starbucks in Romania? You could use that. Oh my God, what happened? Next one. Again, now we're back to pickup lines that only work in New York City. You get it. Are you 42nd Street? Because you're a shadow of your former self. But even so, when I get through with you, someone's gonna have to bring a mop. All right. I just want to do like 40 or 50 more of these. See how this gets you. Are you Central Park South? Because I would like to cover you in horse shit. What? If I hadn't written it myself this afternoon, I... Writing is rewriting. We'll come back to that. All right, let's just do one more, and then I got to set up for the meet and greet. Are you the Port Authority bus terminal? Because I would like to pass out inside you. Before eventually waking up in New Jersey. Give it up for the band. Tom, I feel like if I go off stage, the energy will go down too much and you won't be able to follow this. So I'll just stay up here. And you, yeah, because everyone, if I get off the stage, everyone's just going to leave and then it'll be weird.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think, I got nothing else in the chamber to kind of beat this.
No, you know.
Do you have any more? Is there one more?
There's this one, I'm not sure I get it though. Do you want to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
Are you?
But wait, but first of all.
All right.
I want to thank all of you for coming out. You guys were an amazing crowd. We do it every month, and you guys are one of the best by far. I think it had something to do with Romania at the center. A land with no comedy. All right, let's hear one more, then we'll...
Are you the Times Square pedestrian plaza? Because I would like to sit down and rest my bags on you. I don't even get that. That's disgusting.
I kind of do get it. And it's more disgusting than you thought.
It's horrifying.
All right, you shred, and we're going to get out of here. That's our show, everybody. A big thank you to all our friends here at the Village Underground.